to get any really kind of rhythm, and so I felt like if we get in a little tempo offense, it would pick up, and it did right up until the turnover.
So why do you think you struggled to find that rhythm early?
Oh, it could be a lot of reasons. One, we don't game plan these games. We try to just, you know, rep our training camp plays. You know, we're trying to see and evaluate our players still, trying to put them in the best possible situations. You know, and sometimes too, it guys know there's a limited number of reps, and so, you know, they expect a certain maybe a certain style, and if it's not there, it's hard to get into the flow of the game. You know, and then again, that goes back to your question on getting into the tempo, getting into the rhythm, and trying to get something started.
Do you have any concerns in such a small sample size when you're only playing a few series, you know, here and there? Do you have any concern, though, about this offense going forward?
No, I don't. And because I see it in practice every day, I know what they're capable of doing, and it goes back to the game plan thing. You know, we don't game plan these games, and we keep it very vanilla. You know, we're still evaluating all our players, and tonight we were able to get everybody back in this football game. So the minute we begin to game plan and we give our starters, you know, the whole week of practice, you know, things do become different at that point.
Your offensive line was together through most of the camp, and then right before Green Bay, I think Brandon Brooks sprained an ankle, and tonight no Peters. How much of an impact does that have, not having the line kind of intact in these first two games?
Well, you know, I think about last season and the impact that it had last season. And listen, it's going to happen. You know, there's times when guys aren't going to be able to go, and the next guy has to step over there and play. And, you know, I thought the guys did a good job, you know, with really limited number of reps. I think just a couple of days for both Lane and Matt Tobin, you know, in these positions. So, all in all, you know, we'll take a look at the tape tomorrow and evaluate it. But it's just part of the game. It's going to happen, and guys are going to have to trade positions. It happened to us last year, and it's just part of this game.
Conversely, the defense looked very active. Darby had a chance to get two, got one. How impressed were you with him to be that effective? And he's only been here a few days.
Yeah, it's very impressive, very exciting, encouraging, obviously. You know, he's definitely going to help us there on the back end, and you kind of credit some of the throws, too, to our defensive line. You know, the pass rush was there tonight and disrupting some of the timing offensively. And our guys were in position to make plays. You know, Michael Kendricks again today, and then Darby had the other one. And, you know, it's great to see. It's great to see our defense come up with takeaways and you know, put the offense in good situations.
How much did you want to make sure that Carson Wentz had a good series before you took him out? And you indicated last week that maybe one or two series was obviously good. Want to make sure that you had something going.
Yeah, you know, the three and outs or the four and outs, those quick series like that, you know, it's just hard to get in a rhythm. And I wanted to get Carson and really the offense kind of going and feel the flow of the game before I took them out. And again, it's tough sometimes, but you know, these guys are professionals. They gotta, you know, go execute and go play. And you know, something to look at and evaluate it, but. You know, it's just the rhythm thing, kind of getting to the flow of the game early and try to sustain it.
How do you feel about Corey Clement's performance and just throughout camp, this game and the last game? Where is he at this point?
Yeah, Corey's been doing a really good job for us. He's a tough kid, as you can see. He's a tough runner, hard runner, smart kid. You know, he's done everything we've asked him to do, and, you know, he's put him in a good position. He's competing. With the other running backs there at his position, and just excited to you know, for him to score tonight. He had a couple nice little runs, and you know, he's doing a nice job in camp overall.
Was your first time seeing Alshon tonight on the field? What did he show you?
A lot, you know. I mean, really, his route running. He's a big target. You know, we missed on him early a couple times, but you know, we were able to come back to him later in that hurry up tempo drive. And you know, he's going to be one that we get into a rhythm of a game. You know, obviously a big presence out there. I was excited to see him in live action tonight.
You like him on that fade route, right? Going in the corners a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I think we can utilize throughout the year with his size, his athletic, you know, ability, his catch radius. You know, he's a big, tall guy, and we just missed down there. But yeah, he's definitely going to be one of those guys we can utilize in the red zone.
You mentioned Michael Kendricks. How impressed have you been, not just with his play, but obviously he wasn't very happy a few months ago, but just the way that he's kind of showing up to work every day.
Yeah, he's been a pro's pro. I mean, he's a guy that's, you know, come in every day, and he's second year in the system, you know, and so he's really making a lot of strides right there, and he's put himself in great positions. He's had a couple turnovers now in these first two games, and there are some takeaways, and it's exciting to see, he's a guy that very athletic. You can see his athleticism on some of the tackles he makes in the open field, and obviously, you know, Jim uses him in a little bit of a blitz package a little bit tonight, and he can definitely put some pressure on a quarterback. So exciting to see where he's at. Very comfortable with that, and we just got to keep him coming.
Why do you think through the first two games, LeGarrette has had so many runs that have gone for no gain or negative yardage?
One more time.
Why do you think LeGarrette has had so many runs that haven't had too many yards?
Yeah, again, it kind of goes back to the game plan thing. We really don't scheme the front, you know, with any kind of design runs. We're just working our training camp concepts, evaluating all our guys. And so that's really the bottom line. And I think when we start to really hone in on game plans, you'll see a little bit different style and being able to kind of open up our playbook at that time.
Is that disappointing anyway, though? I mean, you're not game planning, but are you a little disappointed that you haven't seen a little more progress?
A little bit, you know, but at the same time, you know, I know these guys are working hard and I've seen what they've done in practice it's a mindset. The run game's a mindset. It's a mentality, and it takes 11 guys to do it. You know, we do so much run throw combinations that we even did tonight. If the run's not there, we're going to throw it to the perimeter. So, you know, we had those combinations tonight, and sometimes it gets mistook or mistaken for a lot of throws when actually it's a run called, and it ends up being, you know, what we call an advantage throw to the perimeter. So, you know, it's our training camp stuff. But I'm not concerned with where we're at right now.
Doug Sturgis has now missed around 46 and 45. Is there any concern with him at this point?
None whatsoever. You know, a lot of confidence in him going forward. Something he's working on every day and got a couple of weeks to get it straightened out.
You mentioned the defensive line. Now you've had a chance to see them for two games. They're supposed to be a strength of Jim's defense. Do you think they can be that?
I do. I think you saw it tonight all the way, you know, to the end of the game. The rush is there and pushing the pocket. I'm just with the rotation that we're doing, keeping those guys fresh and keeping eight guys rolling in there like we do with that first unit. I think it's going to be the strength of the defense. And obviously that's part of his scheme is get pressure with four and then obviously guard with seven.
Is the defense playing better than even you thought it would at this time of the year, the first-team defense?
They're well, you know, and again, I kind of relate it to that it's in the second year of the system. And with the addition of, you know, Tim Jernigan and now Ronald Darby and Pat Robinson, I mean, it's guys that are veteran players out there working together. And you got a great leadership group with Fletcher up front and Malcolm and Rodney in the back end. And, you know, you're seeing even the maturity of the young guys, you know, the Jalen Mills and guys like that can just step in and play. So it's a confidence of being in the system the second year. Again, scheme-wise, it's very basic. It's very vanilla right now, so the guys can just line up and play fast.
Two more plays?
Tarek's gotten to the quarterback both weeks. How important is it to get him mixed in with the ones and see what he can do against better competition?
It's important, you know. Obviously, better tackles, better competition is a sign of kind of where you are in your development process. But, you know, you can see how quick he's off the ball. You can see how well he bends, and there's just a relentless finish. I mean, he plays to the whistle, and that's exciting. So, hopefully, these next couple weeks, you know, with Miami coming up, we'll give him a chance to, you know, roll in there with the first unit again, and just continue to watch him grow.
And getting back to keeping Wentz on the field for that fourth drive, the third drive, he got hit pretty hard there. What was the decision-making process like on the sideline, deciding to want to get that rhythm but also trying to protect him?
Yeah, I mean, it's you want to get your offense going, you know, and so there is a fine line. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of pride with those guys, and they understood that I wasn't completely happy with the performance early, and, you know, they wanted another opportunity. So that's why I went to that hurry up, you know, to get them going and get them kind of settled into the game. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.